a very quick job. Remember on Sunday morning, that's why Mary Magdalene and the other women were going to come to the tomb to finish the burial process, because now the Sabbath was over. They were going to then perhaps wash the body and do the anointings and sort of embalm the body. A ninth reason which supports the evidence of the shroud as being authentic is that in 1978 it was proven that it's human blood on the shroud, and it's type AB is the blood type. Now it also needs to be said that any blood, most blood after 400 years will also test for AB. So just to let you know that. Now it's also been shown that the linen must have come in contact with the blood within an hour and a half after the blood was shed, because blood will only transfer to linen within an hour and a half. After that, it becomes hard and will not transfer to linen. Now, this corresponds perfectly with the gospel. When they took our Lord's body, you know, off the cross, they very quickly would have had to wrap our Lord's body and then place it in the tomb before the sun went down. Tenth, what we see on the shroud is perfect anatomy. In fact, we see anatomy of some things that weren't even discovered until centuries later. For example, on the image on the head, you see different bleed marks. Some of these are from veins and some of these are from arteries. So you have venous and arterial bleeds from the head. Now, this was not discovered until the 18th century as far as circulation and the difference between how a vein and how an artery would bleed. So if this was fabricated in the 1300s, how would they know of this incredible circulation and arterial and venous bleeding, which was not discovered until the 18th century? Also, you do not see the thumbs on the shroud, except, of course, as I mentioned, through as being underneath the palm. So you actually don't see the thumbs, which corresponds with scientific discoveries that if the nail went through the wrist, it would half sever the median nerve and it would pull the thumb in like this. And when our Lord died on the cross like this, his body was in rigor mortis. That's why you don't see the image of the thumb. And this was not discovered until Dr. Barbet did scientific tests on recently amputated arms, and he found that when a nail goes through the wrist, it would pull in the thumb. Also, the wound in the side, when it's, there's blood, and there's also the clear blood serum, which is on the shroud. And this also corresponds with perfect, accurate scientific knowledge of what would come out of a man after his heart and lung would have been pierced by a sword. Also, what we see is perfect blood flows out of the wrist in three different positions. And you can actually see the images on some of the photographs of how there's an exit wound. We know that the nail went through this side of the wrist and came out this side of the wrist. This is the exit wound on the back of the palm, actually the back of the wrist. They've also done scientific tests showing that if our Lord or anybody was nailed through the palm of the hand, it could not support the weight of a body and would have ripped right through. But this area, if you look at the back of your hand, put your finger right about there, move your hand back and forth, there's a little hole there. And this would actually, a nail could go through there, half severing the median nerve, and it could hold the weight of the body without breaking any bones. Now there's no broken bones on the man in the shroud. And that's very important theologically, because the Lamb of God was to have no broken bones. So, as I mentioned, you see this blood flow in different, because of gravity, and this has been scientifically tested to show that these would be the areas of blood flow from a crucified man in the different positions that a man would take on the cross in order to be able to breathe. Another reason, I guess it's number 11, and this is sort of my own personal opinion, is the serenity of the face on the man on the shroud. Obviously, there's no doubt with forensic scientists and doctors that this man has been badly tortured, badly beaten. He'd been scourged, sharp thorns, puncture wounds were made in the skull.